Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noah from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Episode 101. Welcome to the Lads Podcast. You. How the fuck are you?
Fucking hell. I just got to learn to speak again. How you going, Pinky?
Yeah, good. How you going, Barney? About yourself?
Good, mate, yeah, pretty
going,
good.
Barney?
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Good to see you, welcome, boys. Yeah, it actually feels like a fucking lifetime ago.
Welcome back to the studio.
Doesn't it?
What a whirlwind that. We just had to fucking set the studio back up because the last time we used this was down at the pub.
That's why I turned up 15 minutes late, because I thought if I just sit down the road and have one more beer.
I told Pinky that.
And I said, I was like, Barney's fucking, have this fucking reset up before
Barney's
I get
down
here.
The back paddock just sitting there because we're his fucking road bitches.
Yeah.
What do you call them? Roadies?
Roadies, yeah. Roadies.
Yeah, so you had a roadie.
Actually, I know that I actually didn't even pack up on the 100th episode. Nat went over and helped us, and she said, you just stay there and have a beer, and I'll go and do this. So
I subbed her in. So. I'm glad she did, because the gear looks like it works still.
It does. On how, I don't know. So,
fucking oath.
Let's have a tin.
I'm banging for it, as any of our Patreon watchers probably
just saw. Yeah, mate, you just smashed the better beer. Just the day for
it. Fucking day for it.
So, Pinky's actually brought in some newies. Oh. These are newies.
Monsuda.
So what we're going to do is you can have a bit of a crack, and then we'll get Pinky to fucking talk about it.
Oh, God, no.
Are they 7.3%?
Oh, that's it. Did you hear that? It sounded like a little... Fart.
It's gassy.
It's a silent fart. It's like a... Yeah, it's... Oh, damn it. I think I've got to bleep that word out.
Why not?
I don't think you can say it on Spotify.
Why not?
I've never heard anyone else say it.
Well, fucking...
That's all right.
To me, it actually sounded like a...
So can you stop saying that word? I've got to do some editing tonight. Can
right,
you,
here we go.
Upper.
No more.
Oh, that didn't.
That smells
that,
good.
That's good.
So it's alcoholic purple grape vodka, suchu and soda.
I can't believe you said that word. Anyway, righto. So say that again, Pinky. What are we drinking?
It's Monsuda, similar to them beers Barney bought the other week. Vodka, soju and soda. This. Some Japanese stuff, 7.3%, 350ml can.
It smells just like grape, soury grape.
It's like someone having a douche flute.
Yeah, actually, I was just about to say the same thing. It smells like a vape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hubba Bubba.
A drinkable
one. Yeah, it is, eh?
Mm. Smells like Hubba Bubba, yeah.
Tastes like it.
Take a moment to honour the legacy of the Monsuda with an immense tasty refreshment. Monsuda has come to send a shockwave of flavour through the purple grape vodka. Shadu spirit and soda to create a shadu of unseen refreshments.
There's a lot of shadus going on here.
There's a bit going on.
Also, I can see is a 7.3%.
I can hardly read that.
These things are going to kick
Why are
grass.
They going to put fucking words on the tin so small? And or is it just my eyes?
What? Who actually reads a tin before you drink it?
Well, should just say it'll kick your ass.
Yeah,
2%, 7.3%. Ah, I've heard you say it a couple of times and I've just registered.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What, a 7.3?
Yeah. Doesn't listen to fucking thing
so,
I say.
So when you rate a light, a mid, a heavy, what the fuck's this?
Well, is this a super 7.3%.
Yeah, but heavy, this is the next level above heavy, isn't
so
it?
So heavy is like a 4.8, 4.5.
To what? To that. What?
Well, not just that. So I reckon like it cuts off. So heavy is, so you got a 3.5 for a mid.
Yeah.
And then you got a 4.5, 4.8 for a, like a heavy.
Heavy?
And then this is going to kick your ass.
what are you?
I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm going to go and kick your... It's going to kick more than your freckle. Fucking freckling, yeah. Eh?
So.
Holy crap, a duck of shit, man.
Goes all right.
I'm glad I said it three times, eh, Pinky?
Yeah, what is it? 7.3.
7.3, I think they want, though. Right.
All right, that's good. Is that the can for right now anyway? All right, so welcome to the Lads Podcast, Lifestyle Adventures and Daily Stories. Yep. Bit of a catch up. Oh, what?
Fuck. Oh, I've forgot something.
What did you forget?
Have you got something in the oven?
Yeah.
Have you? What are you cooking?
I'll see if I can get it delivered.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, right.
We'll continue talking while Pinky's on Uber Eats. Yeah.
anyone listening, we've got obviously Pinky's in here, and he's the Cooking with Pink Bits. So anyone that hasn't got onto Cooking with Pink Bits' Instagram page, go to Instagram, look up Cooking with Pink Bits. I've just been told today the cat cooker has gone into retirement.
Has it?
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's ended up good, though.
Talk to me.
Well, yeah, I'm off the cat cooker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, put that, someone else is in it.
Yeah.
But I've got the Ferrari back.
What have you got? The Hitachi.
Yeah, the
Hitachi cooker.
Yeah.
So fires have been out in Yarrabil. We're just putting the fires out that I've been starting off the teeth.
Yeah. Has it got a hydraulic pump where you can still cook?
I haven't really sussed it out yet, but it's got a good area on top of the motor.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So.
Yeah, you love your Hitachis, don't you?
I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's swinging around that much, you're actually starting fires with sparks and shit.
Yeah, the CFS are flat out in Yarrabil.
Actually, speaking of the CSS, and we may as well drop this now then.
What did you just say?
The CFS.
It was C and FSS.
There was a few fucking S's and F's and whatever.
Yeah, the Burnham Fire Brigade.
Yeah.
The Rural Fire Brigade.
Yeah.
So next weekend on the 13th.
This weekend.
This weekend, yeah, sorry. This weekend on the 13th.
Yeah.
We will be there and we will be emceeing their little show.
So this is this Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Run me through it. So it's the Christmas Lights Spectacular. That's what they're calling
it. Yeah, so they put on a really big show there. So they dress the whole bloody station up and have food vans, and there's raffles.
I tell you what,
there's
a few things we have to abide by, right?
Yes.
And you haven't started this podcast off abiding by those rules at all.
It's going to be tough, and I'm actually probably going to have to do a swear jar because we're not allowed to swear and we're not allowed to have a crack off.
Yeah, and I'm fine.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
For that. And so am I. There's kids there, right?
Yeah, I'm you might need a bark collar.
Actually, I'm not even
going to swear. Oh, we should put a bark collar on Barney.
Actually, I'll prove it to you today. I will not fucking swear again after this one. So. This would be making the boys at the fire brigade a little bit nervous.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to listen to this. But a shout out to Burnham Range Fire Brigade. Anyone in the area, Beaudesert, Scenic Rim, Jim Boombar, Canungra, Tambourine, like it's anyone in a half hour radius from Beaudesert, jump onto, isn't it a ticketed event? Anyway, I think it's a ticketed event. Jump.
Yeah, but it's free.
There's a spider heading your way, Barney. Look at this right in front of you. Look at it right there. It's coming your way.
Gotcha.
Oh, you did too. Anyone that's in the area, Burnham Range Fire Brigade. Oh,
fucking way.
Jesus.
Woo up.
7.3 is a gotcha.
Yeah, they're starting to whoop my ears. So, yeah, we are doing an MC event. So
we're our very first one too.
I know. I'm excited for it. Yeah. I've done a few. Have you ever been an MC at a wedding or anything?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so have I. So I've done a few gigs. So this will be easy for us.
Oh, easy, yeah.
The only hard part is cutting your swearing out because, you know.
Like I said, mate, I'll tell you what. If I swear for the rest of this podcast, I'll donate $100 to a charity.
But you will.
No, I won't.
You will.
No, I won't.
So I think it's gonna be different when we have in the environment of kids and stuff. Mm. You kind of watch your manners, don't you?
Yeah. Everything it has a time and a place.
Oh, you read the room.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll read the room. We'll be good. We'll be good boys. But I'm looking forward to it because that's kind of exciting because that's going to be it's not our first event we go to, but that's our first event. That's another I think I've been crapping on all year about this. We've done a lot of firsts.
Yep. Here's
another first for us.
Yep.
This is a live event that we've been requested to MC for. It's like, fuck.
Did you swear? You're not allowed to swear anymore.
No, I can swear. You can swear. That's your rule.
It's just me. Look, it's Jesse and Lego. So we've had Lego on the show.
Yeah.
Both members of the fire brigade, the rural fire brigade there, have asked us to step up and come and have a go at it. So we will do it. So there'll be lots of raffles. There's lots of food vans.
Yeah.
There's a lighting show. So Jesse is actually one of the he does all the lighting. So he's a lighting. Yeah, he does lighting.
And he's
shows,
been doing that for a number of years now, and it's just been getting bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger
and bigger and bigger. Yeah. And that's why he said he doesn't have time anymore. So he's behind the scenes. So he just wants someone there to say, look, come get some raffle tickets. This is the next part. So I think
I'm looking
might be
forward to
chop up a few shows. Few cars and stuff, so
I'll have all of our gear charged up too, like our camera stuff, because we'll put some socials out anyway. But I'm looking forward to even just like the food vans.
Yep.
Oh
yeah. Sure. We'll do a review on the food vans. Yeah. Think you'll be there, so we'll have to.
Are you coming?
I think we're coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Well, we're gonna need you to. Taste test for us, yeah. So anyway, Danielle's just walked in from next door.
Yeah, I got something for you. I forgot about it.
Yeah, but I said you got something in the oven. Obviously, it's not in the oven. It's not food.
No, it's hot. I've had it. It's one of them things I'm like,
so there's no bun in the oven then?
Nah, fuck no. It's one of them things I'm like, I'll make it.
Yeah.
Like a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
Got heaps of time and then it's like, fuck the hundreds here. I still haven't made it.
Oh.
So I had to pull my finger out and I made it. So...
So what have you made for us?
The very own number plate.
It's the 100th. Yeah, show the camera.
Give us a look at that.
100th. We'll have to get a photo of us with that later.
Get out of your heads and get into your sheds.
Oh, that's wicked shit, man.
I love the colours too. That looks great, doesn't it?
That's cheers, awesome, mate. Because that's...
Bluetooth.
That's another thing that's going to go up on our wall.
Yep.
To decorate for our, you know, our studio. That's just another thing. Like we've got all these things laying around. We've got Bryzy's plaque that goes on your casket on your when you die.
That might go on the rapey van.
Oh, this.
Wouldn't it look good?
That looks sick, man. Get out of your heads and into your sheds. All right. Yeah. So anyone watching, I'll put that up on socials tomorrow. Anyway. That's sick. Thanks, Pinky.
No dramas.
Absolute
cheers,
legend.
Mate. Appreciate that. And thanks, Danielle, for bringing it over.
Thank you. Yeah. Cheers.
Hot shotted.
That's wicked. I'll put that there. And
yeah, I even was in the office getting the power board that I had to go get for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgot all about it.
Yep. Oh, well. So, mates, so Burnham Range, good. Looking forward to it. Can't wait. This Saturday, yep. Anyone in the area, Saturday jump on 13th. Down. Come and have a look at the light. Because I've never been to it, so I can't wait to see what it's like. As in, like,
it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, and yep. To be the people to MC it,
oh, yep.
Man, that's next level.
How cool.
That's really yeah. Cool. That's
pretty
a cool
exciting. Are you exciting gonna, times.
Are they new Sunnies?
They are new Sunnies, actually.
Are they
yeah.
Ray-Bans?
Ray-Bans, yeah.
You're looking like, oi, oi.
Stevie oi. Wonder?
No. What's the movie with Tom Cruise when he has a white shirt on like you've got, the Sunnies, and he slides across the lounge room floor with white socks on? Risky Business or something?
Risky oh, Business,
I don't watch movies.
Yeah. Okay.
Risky Business.
You got the Tom Cruise Risky
I've actually
business
been told card. I look like Tom Cruise when I was a lot younger, so yeah. No, I
probably
did.
The same yeah. Height as him. He's only a short
No, partner. He's heaps shorter than me, eh? Good things come in short packages, Stiffy.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah. They do, don't
so
they?
So does poison.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, I'm loving it. So what's going on with the white shirt, though?
I pulled it out of the cupboard because it was the first one that was clean and jammed that on. That's why I was late because I was on my way home and going, it's going to be almost close enough to get there with the shower.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it wasn't. So the shower was that good.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you do? What? Pulled it out?
I had pulled, yeah.
Pulled the pulled shower
stuff,
out.
Pulled stuff out. Yeah, right. Got in the shower. After our hot water actually wasn't working all week, so I got a mate over, you might know him, Tommy, come over and fixed our hot water system got that going
in,
again.
So
yeah,
as in TC Tommy?
Yeah, TC Tommy. Yeah, he's so a top he bloke. Come over and fixed our
anyone,
hot water system.
Anyone wants to come to a wicked Christmas party, Tommy's having one.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I won't tell you where it is, but
we
he's
going?
Having one. But, oh,
you
I'm,
going?
I'm going.
Oh, wait, oh, I've actually got a bone to pick with you.
I've got a bit. Oh, yeah, you do too.
I do so.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, and cool. I fucking knew you weren't turning up after the 100th either.
I smoke bombed it.
I fucking looked at you and you went, and you, oh yeah, I'm fucking, I'm coming. And
I was on a promise, mate.
Young fuck, Kai turned up.
I sent him.
I was on a promise too and I got a promise and yeah. I turned up to the after party. You need to be better.
I do I?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if there's an after all party, right, you need to be there, sir.
Yeah, I know. When I was driving away from the V, I'm like, I could just
mate, relax. This happened well before that. Like, when I was sitting there talking to you about it and you're just sitting there going, yeah, I'm coming. Yeah. Fuck, you're not coming. He's coming, but he's not coming.
I got to get better. The thing is, though, I think I get worried that when I go to an after party, my next day is a write-off.
And?
Yeah, true.
That's called Tuesday.
It was a write-off anyway without going to the fucking after party. So how was the after party? Fill me in. What,
mate, the after party was really good. So let's start at the beginning.
I think we should.
The 100th episode. I mean.
Have you listened back to it yet?
I did. And yeah, as you know, I don't listen to very many shows. So we actually were going up to Torben Lee. And Willie said, I'm going to make you listen to it.
Yep.
I said, right out. Listen to it. And it was great.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. Good, eh? It was
kind of weird because we did it over 6 hours and it was so disjointed.
Yeah.
But yet listening
it worked.
Back, this, I think it just comes down to the editing skills, right?
You don't fucking edit at all. There's a fucking. There's one. There's my first fucking. And I'm the one that picked up on it.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't even pick up on it.
But you don't. Anyway,
that
so.
Was $200. You said it twice.
Yeah, 100. Yeah. 100. So, yeah but look, I would personally like to thank each and every person that turned up for that event.
Yeah, good work.
Because it was.
Yeah.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Better? than I expected. Like, oh, we turned up there just to do like the potty and that.
Yeah.
But the amount of people that turned up, the banter,
yeah,
the beers, the tequilas,
the atmosphere.
How many tequilas we have? The atmosphere, the pub.
There's a wet pussy shot in amongst all that,
dude. All of that. Was there? That's why I couldn't make the after party. That's why I couldn't make the after party. There was too much shot.
Yeah, that was pre-planned. Oh,
fuck. Yeah. But no, it was a good episode. So I'm pretty happy with not pretty just how happy, the episode went.
Ecstatic.
The whole afternoon, yeah. The atmosphere. I nearly said the word.
The vibe.
I didn't. I'm not saying
the
that.
Journey. It's what a journey it's been, though, eh?
It's just absolutely great. I would love to do many more from the Walton.
Oh, 100%. That has the vibe that we are chasing. Like that is
the lads,
that
hey.
Is where that's.
Yep.
That's all of our dreams and everything that we've actually tried to like to do all this.
Yep.
That's where it's at.
Well, to give you,
and it was accidental. It wasn't really overly planned or anything. So.
No, it was just like, anything we do, we just wing it, right?
Yeah.
And we do. We just fucking turn up and wing it.
Smash it.
And I think that's, when you set yourself too much or too high of an expectation, I think that's where, I like for myself, if I set a level, I want to be here. Mm. And you stress on the day, you're stressing too much about how do I get to there instead of enjoying the day. And then when you just enjoy the day and enjoy what's happening and what's going on, you fucking not get to there. You go right past it.
Oh, yeah. That's 100% what happened to me because, yeah, I was just over and beyond.
Absolutely. It was good to see a lot of listeners turn up, a lot of people that have been a part of the podcast.
Yep.
There's too many to mention. You know who you are. Part of the lads. Like there's a lot of lads that came along and ladettes, the wives and the girlfriends and whatnot. So, yeah, massive thank you to everybody that took time to come down and have a beer with us at the Walton.
Yep.
It was so good. When we're packing up, the publicans, the owners, pretty much said, guys, anytime you want to do this, it's open door.
I think they said Australia Day or something too, didn't they? Like, come down for Australia Day.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
I don't know.
Sounds like a good
I made that up, but we're going there Australia Day. Let's just
sounds
do Australia
like a
Day.
Good plan. Yep.
It does, mate. And I think they own another pub as well. I think it's the Beachmont, but it's not actually in Beachmont. I think it's the Advancetown, the old Advancetown one. So I would love to go back there because that is actually one of my old locals 20-odd years ago. So I would love to go back up there and
sounds good.
Look around and just have a feed and a few beers.
Oh, sounds good.
Yep. No, cheers. Thanks for hosting us. Mate, that was...
And you know what? On the day... they were very much like, guys, just do what you want. Like, you know, just...
And that's what you did.
Yeah, I know. We kind of owned that section of the pub, didn't we?
It was good. Mm. It
was a good day.
Yeah.
It was a great evening. The after party was great. You should have been there.
Did you get any video for socials of the after party?
No videos.
Is there any
party,
stories of the after party?
Well, I did get in the pool naked. Oh, not naked. I actually had my undies on, so that was pretty good. But yeah, there was lots of beers.
Yeah. What about no little stories you can drop? Like throw anyone under the bus? No.
No, it was just like people sitting in the shed,
getting out of your heads,
drinking tins, talking bullshit. It was it was like the podcast. Kept on going, sir.
Yeah.
Without being recorded.
Yeah.
Which
is
really
which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what was made it for me so good. There were 6 hours or 7 hours at the pub, but the recording only went for like an hour and 20 or something.
Yeah.
Like it just didn't even seem like.
And that's if we do a little, we do a 20 minute stint and then go and have a few beers and a couple of tequila shots.
I think that's what worked. Like I think that's what made it enjoyable. It was just like fucking tequila shots. I swore I was never going to do tequila anymore. And I think I did about 85 that day.
Yeah. It was it was good. So good.
All right, before we move on, couple of things, bit of housekeeping. Our merch is available, guys. Mm-hmm. We've got hats and we've got shirts. So that's now live. Now listen, we are crawling before we walk and we're walking before we run. So there is just the OG Lads Black Crew shirt from the Fink that we did.
Yep.
And of course the CTC trucker cap. They are up and running. We will look at doing more. I think the next thing I want to put up there or whatever, but it could be singlets because of summer. And then, of course, coming into winter next year, we're going to have flannies. I've even got bucket hat designs coming and all sorts of crap.
There's
all sorts of stuff.
Skull. That's a skull.
Okay, I'll skull. I don't give a shit. I'm not scared. Go for it.
Yeah.
So
skull, off you go.
What about footy shorts?
Mm.
So footy shorts, yes. But the one thing that's been requested a lot is some budgie smugglers.
Are you going to...
I'm going to model for them.
Good.
So, yeah, they'll be like... I'm pretty sure around where the budgie is should be just our faces.
Where the logo
just
is?
Just there.
Just right
just
on your
right
crotch.
There. Just yeah. like, yeah.
You reckon that'll be a hot seller?
Oh, mate, I'm buying two. I reckon they might sit in the corner for a long time.
God. Yeah, I don't... Okay, righto. Yeah. I might get a couple of... like design ones done just for you.
Yeah.
With the logo right on your cock.
Yeah. Can we get some like extra packing in there as well too? So
I think that's where you got to put a budgie in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a proper budgie.
A proper budgie.
Proper budgie.
Yeah. Have you ever had a budgie? Like in a birdcage, like a budgie?
Fuck, man. I actually didn't know where you were going then. Like I was lost. No,
have you ever had a bird cage with a bird in it around the house?
100% we had.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you go?
We've had a Eclectus parrot, so, and that's obviously been a wildlife keeper. So Eclectus is, it's Latin for different. So it's where the male bird is actually better looking than the female bird.
That's so, like a penguin, isn't it? Isn't a penguin fucking way handsomer or sexier than a female penguin?
Don't fucking all... I can't tell the difference between a male penguin and a female penguin.
Yeah, neither, well... maybe I'm not... It's something else anyway. Yeah, anyway,
That's... I'm actually going to go look up that. But I reckon all penguins look the same.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, so... Eclectus parrots. So we've had a few Eclectus parrots in the days. I've never had a budgie. My brother had some pigeons that were they were called tumbling pigeons.
Tumbling?
Yeah, so you let them out of the cage and they take off and then... So their defence mechanism is they fall. So like a big hawk or something's actually chasing them, they actually fall. So I wanted to see this happen, so I let all my brother's pigeons out and they just fucked off. they didn't even fall. There was no falling. There was nothing. Yeah, it was just like, a lot of tears after that. So,
yeah.
Lee, if you actually listen, I'm sorry. That was actually me that let your pigeons out. So, yeah.
He doesn't listen.
No.
I'm sure ring him and tell him.
Just let him know. So,
Pinky, have you ever had any birds, like budgies?
No, we got... I don't know if we had a budgie or not. We had a cockatiel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was his...
We also had a goat as well.
You had a goat?
And the goat knocked the cage off the table and I think the dog's got the cockatiel.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What about yourself, Steve? Any birds?
Back in the younger days, I'm sure... I can remember having a couple of budgies, like a couple of budgies in a cage, but I think the cats end up getting them. Yeah.
I've got Morton now, the magpie. He... cruises around with me.
I do like
Morton's
pretty cool. So.
Last, when was it? 2 years ago? No, sorry. 10 years ago when I went to the Fink Desert Race, I went out with the boys, with the Black Hat boys. We did a big road trip and it was just after some rain and there was the wild budgies out there in the Northern Territory and they are in
they
flocks.
They would have been cool, yeah.
They are in flocks and
thousands.
We're banging down the frigging highway. I don't know which highway it was, but anyway, we're just banging down it and we're like, oh, look at... And it comes like a black cloud. You're just like... And they're like, okay, the birds, but I couldn't see what type of they were. And they got closer and closer and I was like, oh, these are little budgies. And then it was just like a fucking...
Yeah, massacre.
Windscreen wiper.
Oh, dude, they just... I mean, we're on the road, right? They have... They can go left, right, up, down, fucking... You name it. They just peppered us and anyway.
It has to be the reflection of the window or something, because that was the same when I was working over west.
Yeah.
Like whatever reflection they were into.
Actually home towards that.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. We're in like a 24-seater bus going out to work like an hour away down the Hall Road and
They just
beelined it for the bus window.
It's like kamikaze. Like kamikaze planes coming at you. They had no more guns left. They had no more bombs, so they're just coming in.
Just diving.
They're coming in heavy.
Hot.
Yeah, hot. They were coming in hot. You were just like, are we playing a game of chicken here? Like, we're going to win.
Yep.
Come for it. The F truck just ate them up. Yep. That was a day going through the Plenty Highway. So we went through Boolia and then got on the Plenty Highway, which is a dirt road that brings you into the Northern Territory. I'll never go that road again in a good car because, fuck, it just wrecks everything that you own.
Yep.
Anyway, we got in the F truck, we got a sunroof.
It plenty fucks them.
It plenty fucks them. We've got the sunroof. So anyway, we've let's just call it we'll call it the gel blasters, right? We got the gel blasters out.
Yeah.
And we're up, I'm up through the sunroof with a gel blaster. Yeah, going fucking hammer and tongue. And then there was a fucking couple of big road trains coming. So I just had the gel blaster up in my hand and then just Rambo style. And they're just like, yeah, it's fucking sick. The shit that you do, eh?
It is, mate.
It's so good. Alright, so we got off track there. But anyway, but getting back on track, I think we're talking about the merch and then we got on the budgies. Fuck, yep. We're going sideways. the merch store's open. We've got hats and shirts. We will put more stuff up there eventually. But guys, if you want to support the podcast, it's pretty simple. Jump on to our Instagram or our Facebook. Look for the shop icon. It'll drop you straight into our Shopify account and you can bang it up. Barney said to us, or you've said, that any hat or shirt that goes out, you'll get a free sticker.
Yeah, we'll chuck before Christmas. So we'll chuck a couple of stickers in.
Before Christmas, sorry. Yep, this month. So make that happen. Yeah.
So it's good. Get amongst it. It'd be interesting to see a few in the wild and that. So starting to see a lot of stickers around as well. So
it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I actually seen a Peak Productions at Dan Murphy's in Jim Boomer today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you pull it off?
Nah, pissed on it. Nah, <didn't. laughs> there's a couple others too getting around on near Camp Cable Road. Yeah.
It is good. It's just the community that we're sort of building in that, and it's sort of a lot of band between everyone and
Absolutely. Our shooting vlog. We went shooting a couple of weeks ago. So I've already dropped did you see the trailer?
I haven't. I did see the trailer.
I put on the story.
But
I can't watch it
because it was on the phone and being away all week and shit like that. So I
dropped the trailer. Did you see the trailer yet, Pinky?
Yeah.
So I dropped the trailer on our story. So it was only up for 24 hours just to give a bit of a sneak peek.
Yeah.
Peek. We'll drop it soon. I'm just waiting for the final to come back, but that's the trailer anyway. So I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll throw that out.
I'm looking forward to watching that. So that'll be good.
We went shooting. I won't say too much about it, but it was awesome. It's going to be available for all our Patreon subscribers. So guys, if you want to be a Patreon subscriber, it's $5 US. I think it's $7.50 Australian. It's cheaper than a fucking schooner of beer.
Oh, it'll be cheaper than one of these things.
Yep. The plan is, of course, we're going to build our content library. So on the Patreon, we have the golf vlog that we did 6 months ago.
Yep.
Or not 6 months ago, but a while ago. And we got the three episodes of the Fink Desert Race this year.
Yep.
And now we've got the shooting vlog.
The shooting.
I will be uploading that within the next week.
Yep.
And that'll be available for everyone that's a Patreon subscriber to have a look at and have a laugh because it's pretty good.
And next year is even going to be bigger and better because, we've got like events that are sort of starting to pour in already. I'm just going we've only got like 12 months in a year.
I know.
How the fuck do we actually cover all the ones that have been thrown at us going, oh, you should come here.
Come here.
Do that, so.
We really need to have a plan for next year. And anyway, that's next year.
Have you got end of January free?
End of January. No.
I don't even know what's going on.
We could do. I don't know. What are we doing?
What's on?
New Year Nitro.
Drags.
The drags. Yeah.
We might have to do something.
We'll have to
do
something like that. I think my first event, the one that I'm talking about, is February, and it's in Rockhampton. So I'm going regardless. I don't care who's coming.
I've already booked it in.
I'm going. Yeah. So we'll do that one.
Yep. So that's in. Fuck. I had something I had to say.
Talk to me.
Oh, I didn't even know what I was going to say. I think I moved on from the Patreon, didn't I? I don't know. What were you talking about?
I was talking about the events that we're going to. Yeah. So the end of February.
Oh, yeah. So
there'll be one in Rocky. We've got one in January. There's April.
There's meat stock like in Toowoomba meat stock.
Yeah. We're going. So I've already got accommodation.
Have you?
Yeah. We're staying at fucking Champ's place.
Oh, we have too.
Yeah. It's like only minutes away from the showground. So right. We're staying there. So shout out to fucking AJ and Danielle.
And Danielle,
We don't know. I probably haven't even spoke to them, but we're staying
there. Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. Or you know what? All we got to do, that's funny actually, Danielle's favourite colour is pink. Remember when we were down
at... Well, remember, we take Pinky there.
Yeah, we take Pinky with us. So remember we were down at Woolloombar. We walked in... When we walked past and we were, you know, all of her camping equipment and in her caravan, there was pink stuff everywhere. So Danielle's favourite colour is pink.
Yeah, so we'll take
pink. Take pink bits with us. And that's our...
That's our in.
The sweetener.
That's our in. That's our in.
Definitely. It'll work.
So I think actually, so AJ was actually going to turn up for the 100th as well.
Yeah.
So he's turned up and he sent me a video the night before when he was out mowing his lawns.
Yeah.
Which he's done in the same manner. He does the same route every year. Around and around, or every week, whatever you do when you mow.
Yep.
Rock. Smashed the back of his fucking favourite car, the 200 series.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so yeah, he obviously didn't turn up for that. That was, I think it was going to be one of his fuck-offs for the week, actually.
Oh, call it in. Righto, so yeah, that's Patreon. Oh, yeah, so we'll upload the vlog soon. Oh, I think that's what I was getting to. Next year as well, we will be doing more vlogs, 100%. We've done six... We've done three, but there's five episodes, right?
Yeah.
So we really started in halfway through the year. So over the 6 month period, we've kind of done five episodes. So that's pretty good.
That's a good achievement. Like for our starting. So.
Yeah. On my goal for. Oh, there's a snake. Fuck.
Holy fuck.
Let me just press pause.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy and Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy and Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy and Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
It's on Facebook today, and let's bring your vision to life. Well, there's always a first for everything.
There is. That's our first snake in the studio.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, actually, isn't it? It's only a little green
could
tree
be the
snake.
Second one, but anyway.
Trouser snake. I think I was talking about vlogs. So next year, my aim is to – and I mean, over a 12-month period, should be easy because my aim will be to have six individual vlogs.
Yep.
So like with Fink, that's three episodes. I'm only call that one vlog. So – I want to do one every second month on average. So that's a goal for 2026. Yep. A shout out to who's – Barney, I haven't told you this yet, or you might be aware of. However,
He
is now AirFX, Air Conditioning and Refrigeration, has just jumped on board and is now a proud sponsor of the Lads Podcast.
Is he?
Yeah.
Nice work.
So that's a shout out to Kyle. So anybody
damn good bloke too. So
anyone that's chasing anything to do with and you know, we'll do up a proper ad and rah rah rah. I just wanted to give him a shout out today. Anything to do with air conditioning or refrigeration.
Do you reckon that's why that snake turned up? Because we were about to drop that.
I was about to drop
it. And he was saying
he was saying
my place and all the snakes there. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So give Kyle a call. Split system installation, ducted system, refrigeration, diagnostic, fault finding specialist. You'll find him at AirFX. So, search for him on Instagram or Facebook. Yep. But just wanted to drop that. So thanks, Kyle.
And watch
mate.
Out for the ad as well. So we might even do a blooper reel on us trying to do an ad.
Absolutely.
Because we haven't done that yet. So because it's normally like 53 takes before we can actually get something out, yeah?
Absolutely. Always is. So, yeah, that's cool. So that's for, you know, and I think for 2025, mate, what a – I mean, we won't probably get dive into too much now because we're going to do a few more episodes before the end of the year. And also I want to do a couple because we've got to have a couple in the bank for Christmas, New Year. Right.
Yeah, we're going to try to do something. So I've got a couple of guests that we may be able to get on before over those over Christmas.
But I'd like to do a – I think we should do a Christmas episode. You know, like Pinky come back on for like a Christmas
– Yep.
A Christmas one? Because I think Christmas Day falls on a – it's only in 2 weeks' time. On a Thursday or Wednesday.
2 weeks. Mm. That's it.
Christmas Day. So we'll be dropping an episode probably around Christmas Day or Boxing Day. So I think that episode, we'll do a bit of a recap on 2025. But just to give you the hot tip, mate, we've done a lot of achievements here in 2025 for the Lads Podcast. Yep. So we'll have to go over a few things. So that's good.
And that's what happens when you just keep on turning up.
Fucking oath.
Ain't it?
Yep. Just keep on 1 foot. Ain't
yep.
it?
Ain't it? Yep.
Oh, what I haven't said for a long time is on our Spotify. Anyone that's listening right now, do us a massive favor. It helps out so much. Is go and hit the little, is it the bell? What is it? On Spotify. You used to say.
Oh, the 5-star one.
Is it the five star? Give us a rating.
Give us a rating. So if you got to give us fucking 4.9, we'll do it. So.
Yeah. Give us a rating.
We'll take a 4.9.
It helps us out so much.
Yeah. If you like what you're listening to, give us a fucking 5-star.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So thank you
very much.
I think
I'm about up to like $5,000 at the moment with my swearing. No one's picked me up on it. So,
no, because it just.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd rather hear you swear.
Yeah.
Do you think swearing is something that.
I think it's become more and more mainstream.
Accepted?
Accepted, yeah.
Well, it's Aussie slang.
Yeah.
Like, fucking hell.
I don't swear in front of women.
No, there's a time.
Like, if the mother-in-law's there. It's
all about
swearing in front of her. So, read the room.
Read the room.
Swear if you want to.
When you're getting out of the shed, when you're getting out of your head and into the shed, you're just
with
the lads.
When you're in the shed, I'm swearing more often than not.
Isn't it every second?
Where the fuck is my 10 mil? Like 10 mil socket, 10
Pinky,
mil.
When you get in the shed, does it just seem like the swearing comes so natural?
Yeah, well, from my industry, it's just natural anyway. Yeah.
Well, that too. Yeah,
I've got to pull myself up on a few things sometimes.
You got to what?
Pull myself up on a few things.
Pull yourself off.
Yeah, not pull myself off, pull myself up.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
It's
one
always
of them things.
It is, yeah. Like you said, Stiffy, read the room.
That's all it is. It's read the room.
Yeah, read the room.
Exactly.
Yeah. I try my hardest sometimes.
Yeah. I don't swear at all when there's...
We do, but I mean, this is us. This is us just getting in the shed.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm going to swear. If I'm going to see something, I'm going
to
swear. Yeah.
Like you go out for dinner at a nice restaurant. There's no ways I'm swearing. Go to the local pub with a mate. Fuck every fucking
especially
second fucking
especially
word.
Especially when
fucking
you're investing.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, winning.
Yeah, read the room.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a good. I want to give a shout out to my son, Kai. He is doing schoolies right now.
Oh.
Is he?
He's halfway through his schoolies trip. Now, he went four-wheel driving. So, he's spending schoolie over at Stratty. Have you guys been to Stratty before?
Yeah, been to Stratty. Yeah.
Yep. So, he's in the he's North Stradbroke Island. So, just doing the boy thing with a couple of lads, which is exciting because he's taken the old piss truck, the old Hilux.
Yep.
With a canopy on the back, sort of set him up for success in a way, you know, because I've taken that Hilux away 1,000 times and, you know, when you're camping, you know what you need, you know. So anyway, ran him through a few things before he left and we're like, boom, 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 set him up, got a few Eskies in there, got some food. I pretty much went to Woolworths. Like, this is our shopping list. We went to Woolworths. I spent like nearly $200 at Woolworths. On absolute shit.
Yeah, like Cabana cheese.
Just dips, chips, lollies, Gatorades for, you know, hydration.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you need your hydration.
Yep.
Two slabs of water.
They're coming back full.
But it was just
unless
like,
they use them to shower.
I just kept saying, mate, just throw it in. Because, you know, for cooking his brekkie, I sent him away with 3 10-packs of snags.
Yep.
And then a heap of bread, right?
How many days is this for?
So he's going for 5 nights.
Yep.
five nights, 6 days.
Maybe we should call him in. Give him a call now.
Give him a call.
Give him a call.
Well, we will.
Just ask him, is he run out?
Well, you want to give him a call?
Why wouldn't we?
Well, I can do that right now. You're
linked up with Starlink still?
So Starlink is in the Rapey. So I actually need to work out if we can actually power the Rapey van and get Starlink here.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's ringing. He could be doing. Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, you're live on the Lads Podcast. How's schoolies going?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. We just got kicked out of the pub.
So,
yeah, that just happened.
You got kicked out of the
what?
Yeah. Got kicked out of the pub.
Did ya?
For being, yeah, because there's like four of us underage. We all got kicked out of the pub for being underage.
But hang on, you can still be in a pub.
He's not drinking though, are you? Did you say no?
No, we're in the pokey room.
Oh yeah, right.
You weren't in the pokey room. You're in the
investing.
You're in the investing room.
You're in the stock market room.
You're in the investing room. Yeah. How'd the investing go while you're in there?
Not bad.
So the answer to that question is, we were not investing good. Because we're underage.
Yeah. Joe and Jackson,
just remember you're live on a podcast, so don't drop anything you don't want to. Yeah. I have to edit it out. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, Joe and Jackson both put like $50 in each, and they pulled out like probably $400.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's the go. Geez, these young fellas are getting it done.
Oh, they do, don't they?
Righto. So what, are they still in there or are they?
Yeah, they're still in there. And Alex is in there. Zach is in there.
All right. So the reason for this call is Barney's got a few questions.
Yeah, so the shopping. So your old man was talking about the shopping that he's done for you to sort of go over. He talked about the sausages. So there's 5-pack of sausages.
Three.
So where are you up on the sausages? Where are you at?
I got 10 sausages left.
Yep.
So you got 1-pack left. Yep.
Yep.
Right out.
And how many times have you been to the pub?
Just now, once.
Just the once. Oh,
what was last night?
We went to the bowls club.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a pub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
The complimentary wheel of cheese.
Yeah, nice. So everything's going well though, mate.
Yeah.
Right. How many bottles of water do you have left?
About a carton and a half.
So he's bringing a cart home.
You bring a cart unless you're showering and it's mate, look, keep on doing what you're doing, enjoy it. Be safe, and looking forward to a few more stories when
absolutely.
You get back. So.
Right, mate, I'll talk to you later, eh? See you, mate.
See you, bye.
There we go.
He sounds like Zephyr Fat Tom, eh?
So. There's a schoolies run.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I was going with that. I think I was going to bring up that he the first night they set up camp during that day, and it was a Sunday night where we got that storm, that rain coming. So I set him up with a canopy and I said, mate, if it's going to rain, pick your swag up, throw it in the back of the ute and just camp in the back of the ute.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, that'd be sick, you know. So it got to, I think it was about 6 o'clock on Sunday night. I looked at the radar. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a decent storm coming. So I text him. I'm like, check the radar out, mate. You might want to put your swag in the back of the ute. So he did that. The other fellas, the other young fellas, not so good.
Yeah. Proper wet.
But how good's that? Like, they are just, you know, when you're young, right?
That's what it's all about.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
It's roughing it.
You just simply, and the best thing about Queensland weather, it doesn't matter if it rains and everything gets wet overnight.
It'll be dry by lunchtime the next
day.
Yeah. Or even 10.
You just throw it up, you rinse it out, whatever. Fuck, it's good, eh?
Yeah.
So, kind of jealous I'm not there with them. Well, it's schooly, so you don't want to be there. But,
no, you don't want to be with them. You're with them in spirit
It's good to see that the young fellas are doing and having a ball.
Yep.
Because they finished school, so good they're done.
Yep.
You know, reality of, the next chapter of no more school and now work. He's having a fat ass time.
I'm going to get another beer. Does anyone else another beer?
No, I'll just grab that other.
I'm one. I'm good. I got to drive. And these fucking 7% is going to kick my ass. Yeah, righto. So, Pinky, you have been busy boy. Now,
yeah,
the last couple of days, I've seen Caramel Slice.
Yep.
Was that right?
Yeah, Caramel Slice on the weekend.
Run me through that.
Well, it was for the missus' work, bloody Christmas show thing.
Yep.
So they have, like, everyone brings in a meal and then they just, you know, everyone hooks in everything. So missus' like, can you make caramel slice? I'm like, yeah, righto.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's crowd favourite in the house.
Yeah, I love it. How good's a good... And did you use just the caramel milk chocolate on the top? The Cadbury milk chocolate on the top?
Yeah, just standard milk chocolate on top.
Oh, so good.
But, I love caramel. I'm an absolute slut for it. So, yeah, anything caramel, I'm into it. Yeah. And, made it, and Mrs. reckons everyone was, that's raving
good.
About it.
Yeah. So the caramel was good. But what was the other one you did? I'm sure there was
I did a barbecue last night.
Yeah. Didn't you do another video last week?
Oh, God.
No?
Probably.
Can't remember
now.
I can't remember either.
Done a fair bit.
You've been cooking.
He got a bit going on.
So what's the plans now that the cat cooker's retired? What are you calling it now? Have you got any thoughts about what the oven's called? Is it just a Ferrari oven?
Yeah, it's just Ferrari. So
that's paint it red.
Where did Ferrari?
It is Ferrari. It is red.
Is it? It looks more
Hitachi's
orange.
It's orange.
Red.
Yeah.
It's close enough to red.
It's close enough to red.
Still goes quick.
It's fast.
Yeah, it's fast. Yeah. So it's the Ferrari oven.
Yeah.
All right. So the next video you do, you got to mention that. We're not in the cat cooker. You don't have to mention that, but just say it's the Ferrari cooker.
Yeah. Mm. New upgraded one.
And I'm going to call out Jack as well. So Jack actually said that he was going to go and catch a trout down in Melbourne and cook it up in his cat cooker.
I reckon he's all talk.
You reckon he is?
Yeah. Where's the video?
You've been fucking called out, Jack. So, bring it on.
Oh, that's right. The chicken breast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cooked chicken
breast. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I cooked chicken breast.
How good was that?
Yeah, from raw.
Yep.
Yeah.
But,
was that only like 3 hours? Was that 3 hours? Six hours?
Oh, it was like 7 hours.
7 hours, yeah.
What I was doing that day wasn't really much on, so.
She was a bit slow.
Yeah, slow cooked chicken breast.
And he's just not spinning around, just trying to get the heat up into it?
Yeah, right.
I was trying.
Yep.
Just wasn't happening.
Yep.
But, end up.
So when you're drenching like that pipeline you used to do, when you go to work, you know you've got a big day. The hydraulic pump's going to get hot.
Yeah, she's working.
The cooker's going to get. If you know you're going to work and it's probably going to be a bit of a lazy day, there's no point cooking, eh?
Nah, well, that's. Yeah, I ran the risk. I'd have paid off.
Yeah.
Because I temp checked it on the hydraulic pump after 7 hours and it went like 64 degrees. I'm like, this is a waste of time.
Yeah.
And then ripped it open and it was like cooked all the way through. I'm like, hang on a minute here.
Hang on.
I'm filming this.
I'm on a winner.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, copy. So,
but anyway, it's one of them things. Should have filmed it from the start and... Everyone likes to see a fail every now and then, but...
Yeah, should have, would have, could have. Yeah, that is 100% is the fail thing is actually, that's what makes you better.
Yeah, and then I listen to other podcasts and I reckon all the time you put in editing and stuff to make it look good gets bugger all views.
That's why Stiffy can't go to the after parties
the
and
raw
shit like
stuff
that because he's over fucking doing shit.
Yeah.
And then you just, like all the stuff I do on the hydraulic pump, whack a video up straight away... It goes stupid.
Yeah, it goes well. Mm. You can do all the editing in the world, make it look pretty, and it gets nowhere.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason.
No. But if you don't capture the thing, you can't go back and then capture it.
No, that's right. It's too late.
So, yeah.
But anyway.
Massive shout out to Telfast.
Massive shout out. Oh, you had the hay fever.
Fucking massive shout out. I'll tell you what, if I could have shares in Telfast or shout out to Telfast. Come on board, lads. I'm eating Telfast at the moment like fucking Tic Tacs.
It makes me angry.
Does it?
Yeah. I'm not a nice person on that.
What?
Telfast.
Any histamines.
Makes you angry.
Yeah, like it actually makes me tell me, like if you're annoying cunt. I will actually tell you.
There's another $100.
You are actually an annoying cunt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like proper. Like I can't hold back. I just go, that's it's not good,
dude.
Yeah,
I am eating packets of Telfast at the moment. Like
mine's been pretty good. I've definitely had the sniffles in the last couple of weeks, but not as bad as.
Was it just the weather, the season?
Yeah. And it is. It just it's you know when Christmas. You get that change. Yeah, it's Christmas. Yeah, it's Christmas. It's good. righto, guys. Otherwise, before we get too far into it, I think we'll look at doing a Christmas special.
Yep.
For an episode and a couple of guests. So I think that'll wrap up for the rest of the year. So anyone, all of our listeners, we'll have a few more episodes come out whilst, you know, everyone's on holidays.
Yep.
Because, well, not everybody gets on holidays.
We definitely want to try to have like a couple of weeks off. So we'll definitely have a couple of weeks off.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
So there might be a missing episode here and there, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, bear with this. We'll be back next year.
We'd like to still aim for one a week.
Yep.
But that will happen if we get a few guests on board. Yep. So we'll try our best anyway. But I think around this period of time, Christmas too, I want to send this message out is look after your mates. You know, look after your family, look after your mates. It's the time where things start winding down in some industries. What you probably call it like 70% of the world kind of shuts off for a week or two. There's always that 30% that keeps trucking along. Trucks keep trucking. Yep. Freight's got to keep going out. That's all that.
Nurses, doctors.
Exactly. Yep. Police.
Yep.
All those.
Woolworths people.
Woolworths. They've all got to keep
everyone.
Working.
Yep. So.
It's probably even less than 70%. Like it's probably about 50-50. The world doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop anymore. No.
But there's a lot of industries turn off. Like your industry turns off for 3 weeks.
Yep.
Something like that. Pinky, yours is probably the same.
Yep. Now it is, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yep. My industry, I shut down for about 10 days. So there's industries that just go, phew, right, let's shut down. So those, I'll just give a shout out to anyone that's doing it hard or doing it tough. Keep your chin up. Keep going. Keep putting that foot forward. And if you know of someone that's going through any tough periods or tough times, take them out for a counter lunch. You know,
yeah, that's right.
Like, not everyone has the benefit of a big family or a big surrounding those special times. And you know what? If you know of someone that's doing it tough, maybe ask them over for a fucking Christmas dinner.
If there's anyone around the area that is doing it, message me on Instagram or Facebook. You can come around my place. I'll entertain you.
Yeah, same. I'll actually, yeah, message me as well and I'll send them over to Pinky's place. And I'll be there though. Yeah, so. Yeah.
I've never been a big fan of Christmas because of other reasons, but
yep.
I'm slowly starting to enjoy it. But yeah. You know, it's all for the kids and the family.
And that's the thing though, is Christmas is, I look at it like the women are cooking, cleaning, fucking doing all the rest of that sort of shit. It's to be enjoyed.
Yeah, and so fellas out there, don't be afraid to spoil the missus over Christmas either.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just go to town.
Take the time. And it's, you know what? It doesn't need to cost a lot of money. It's more about...
It's the thought.
It's the thought process.
Yeah, it's the thought.
It's the gestures.
It could be an invite. It could be just come around for beer.
Yep.
And who knows where that leads up. So.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yep. And if you do have time off, go for a drive. Take the family out to... We've got so many specky places in Southeast Queensland where you could drive half an hour, maybe 2 hours max, and you're out, doesn't matter which direction. Oh, the other day, Carmen and I, we flipped a coin. Like, it was the day after the fucking 100th, right? We're having a lazy day, like, get in the car, right, we're going to go for a drive. We flipped a coin north or south, right? And then south won. And then we flipped a coin for east and west, and I think west won. So then we flipped a coin between south and west, and south won. So we did that whole, right, we don't know where we're going, so we just went south.
How good.
We flipped the coin, we went south. So we end up driving out to, I wanted to go down the Lions Road. So we went right down the Lions Road, turned off on the Lions Road, big sign saying closed. I'm like, oh, is that a scare tactic?
Is it?
Is it?
Was it?
So I kept driving, got to the next halfway down the Lions Road where you can then shortcut it back to Rathy. There's another sign saying closed. So I'm like,
risk it for the biscuit.
Let's just keep driving.
Yeah.
Because it's a nice drive out towards Andrew Drynan Park, where that campground is out on the Lions Road.
Yep.
And so I'm like, let's just go that way anyway. And it's a nice scenic drive. So we got right up, went through there, got to the border gates, and she's locked down. And on the sign there, it says some landslip thing going on in New South Wales. So anyway, but we did that. And then we drove back to Rathy, had a cannery. And
how good's a Rathy pub?
Rathy pub. And then we actually went up to Mount Lindsay over the border, jumped on the Summerland Way, headed out to Kyogle, ended up at Woolloombar, back home. It was like a nice, cool day. It was a hot day, so it was a nice, cool to just be in the aircon and driving around looking at shit. So that's the sort of thing that you can, you don't have to do that one, but it's just like, you know, take the missus or take the family out. There's so many specky places around the joint.
And it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be a specky place where it just takes someone out that's doing it tough. And just show them a bit of con. Be kind.
Exactly.
Be kind.
Yeah. And it doesn't take much to take someone away, especially if it is a buddy that's going through a rough patch.
And we all have them.
Put your arm around them.
Yep. Give them a cuddle. Give them a kiss. Yep. Slap on the ass.
It's a time of the year where we should all come together and just remember that if anyone is doing it tough, just, hey, we're here for you.
Yep.
And if you need anything.
Everyone needs to be a little bit better.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time to be good cunts, not shit ones.
Yep. If you're going to be a cunt, be a good cunt.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Fair enough. So that's good. So what's the rest of your week like, Pinky?
Just dominating dirt at work.
Just dominating?
Yeah.
As soon as you say that, I think of like a
I'm thinking handcuffs and blindfolds.
Yeah, what's
and,
the woman's name?
It's like dominatrix?
Where she's whipping you? Is that what you're doing? You're dominating?
Oh, I'm just punishing going to town on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, doing what I do.
So when you're digging and you're going to town, do you enjoy it?
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, he does. Look at him.
Yeah.
Love eating meters.
Is there many excavators around you? On that site?
No, it's a fresh site. There's only two other 30s, I think. That's about it.
Yeah.
Little fuckers.
Yeah, I'm in a little 23 and a half.
Oh, the heights. So you've actually said the Ferrari's smaller than
the cat. It's quick as fuck.
Yeah.
That's why it's called the Ferrari.
Fast as fuck, boy.
Well, I've done 70 odd metres by lunchtime the other day, and that was 2.5 metres deep.
Yep.
All had to be benched out, and then all the house connections. So
there you go, Jack. That's another call out. So fucking Pinky's also a fucking operator.
Well, he's the third. Yeah. He's the third. Is it the third best you call?
Yeah, I think Trev's first, and then maybe Gazza and me.
Yeah. I reckon so.
Can't wait to meet those guys, actually.
Yeah.
Trev and Gazza.
Yeah, so not third best operator in Australia.
Pinky, so do you reckon we could Pinky? Do you reckon they'll fight or anything like that?
Well,
tried to fucking... Like sort of the muscle up. They'll be walking in like they've got a couple of empty cartons of piss under their arms, like trying to fucking...
I reckon Gazza and Pinky look very similar.
They do a little bit,
don't they? The filter when I put it on.
Hey, Gazza's just got a beard.
Nah, so hopefully we'll have Trev on early next year sometime. So
you're lining
he's
up?
He's very fucking busy.
Yeah.
Because he's like the fucking... He's got a lot more going on than what you have, so...
He's
flat out. So, but no, mate, 2026 is I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
a
good year, I reckon.
Yeah.
The people that we've got lined up, the things we've got lined up to do, it's I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, and anyone that's thinking about throwing some money around, the Lads podcast have now got a bit of a sponsorship.
Yes, we do.
Opportunity.
Yep.
We've got a couple of different levels. So anybody that wants to, I don't know, maybe help us out.
Yeah, jump on. So email us.
Yeah.
Do something and we'll send you the our little
sponsorship deal.
Yeah. So
you like that?
From 1, 2, 3.
Looks good,
it was great. And behind the scenes, mate, the shit that you do. So
Well, that's a shout out to Carmen. This has got to be a shout out to Carmen. She's helped me out a lot.
Yep.
So that one there. And you know, like, that's the thing. Like, sometimes you need to lean on people to help, to give you a bit of help with guidance and whatnot. And mate, thank you very much, Carmen, because that's
well done, mate.
It's
and
awesome.
Thanks for our sign too. Oh, so if you come over here and have a look at this, that's our LED sign. That Carmen got us for our 100th episode.
Yes.
Well done, mate. Cheers for that. So
Thanks. Thanks, Carmen. We're going to have to put that up in the studio. Like, as in, like, hang it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit of stuff over the Christmas break and shit, so...
Yeah, there's a bit going on.
Make it look a bit better.
Absolutely.
Look good in my shed.
You watch this. The next time we come here, it won't
It'll
be
here. It'll
be gone.
It'll be gone.
We'll know where it is.
Yeah. Lucky we locked this place. Hey.
Well, how'd that snake get in?
Oh, the doors were up. So, obviously, the snake wouldn't have got in when the doors were down when we leave, so...
All right. Well, I don't think I've got much more. I think we'll leave a lot more to the Christmas episode we'll do.
Yep.
So, that'll give you some... I reckon what we could do in our next episode is we'll do a recap of 2025, do a bit of a Christmas thing. A bit of a Christmas chat around what does Barney get up to on Christmas Day? And some of the
no good
failures and successes you've had over the last fucking 30, 40 years of Christmases.
Yeah, I've got some great ideas around that. So
So bring that to the table. And Pinky, no doubt, I reckon we'll do a cooking segment around Christmas stuff as well.
Yep.
So should that episode be a little bit like a Christmas dinner thing? So we have we'll get some people in to like cook stuff and
And well, I could just fire a smoker up and you can come over.
Oh, there we go.
Jeez, fucking, I'll tell you what.
Didn't take much.
You thunk it. You thunk it and it happened.
Why didn't you just say that, bud?
I reckon some prawns, some oysters.
Oh, prawn season. Okay, so tell me your prawns. Tell me your prawn. Tell me your prawn.
Okay, so actually.
Just whatever one's not from Woolies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frozen. Because they're frozen.
Yeah. Experience from last year was in bed all Christmas Day.
Oh, you were too.
That was, That was last year. The reason why we don't eat prawns at Christmas time. Because of
Yeah, no, but give me your prawns. Give me your best prawns.
So, my best prawns, so it was actually happened to me last week.
Did it? Oh, up at Torben Lee?
Yeah, so it was Torben Lee. So, it was Willie's birthday while we were away on night shifts.
Yeah.
So, we got up at like 11:30 in the morning. So, because we'd done a few hours, so we had like 7 hours sleep.
Yep.
Went into Harvey Bay and went into a restaurant. Can't remember the names, but they had these prawns that were, it said they were school prawns and you can eat them with the shells on, and fuck, were they not delicious.
With the shells on?
Shells on, yeah. So they were deep fried and have a heap of seasoning and shit on them,
yep.
Which you got called out on one of your videos. How much season is this bloke like?
Oh, no, that was the other fella.
Or was it?
Yeah, it was just comment on it.
A comment. Yeah. But yeah, it had a heap of seasoning on it. And yeah, mate, these prawns were crispy as fuck.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Good. But yeah, it was just a good day. I think it might have been just because it was Billy's birthday.
The
whole day, actually, yeah.
So would you... So, okay, there's farmed prawns and then there's ocean prawns.
I'm going ocean prawns.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Got that. Yeah.
Schools. Yeah. I like the tigers. I don't like the bigger prawns. I like the smaller prawns.
Sweeter.
Do you need seafood sauce or any sort of sauce on your prawns?
No, I'll eat them just the way they come out of the shell.
Yep.
A bit of lemon. I like a bit of lemon. Yeah.
I love the prawn just stocko.
Just prawn.
If it's a good prawn.
Yeah.
Prawn? Prawn. If it's a good prawn.
He's watching
you
it.
Don't need anything.
Nah.
Nothing.
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 Not even aioli sauce.
Nothing.
Aioli.
Next question.
Aioli?
Do you take the poo shoot out?
No.
You eat?
No. I'll even suck the head.
That's too much work.
It's just an extra fucking rip.
Nah. Bullshit. Nah. That's.
I got to take the poo shoot out.
No.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
I don't eat poo. So you eat poo?
I'll eat poo. Yeah.
Even the gritty, sandy, fucking love it.
Adds texture.
Just cleans the teeth.
Mate, I'm seven tins in by the time I'm eating prawns anyway, so it's not going to matter.
Yeah, right.
I'm eating anything.
I get rid of that poo shoot.
I'm eating prawn ass.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, that's what we'll have to do for our Christmas session is we'll clear this table and we'll have prawns.
Prawns and oysters.
Oh, bleh. You can have the oyster. Fuck, aren't you? Love the oysters.
Do you like oysters, Pinky?
Oh, I like any seafood.
Yeah. I like Kilpatrick oysters.
I used to work on a fishing trawler.
Yeah, you were saying that. Actually, we'll actually talk about more. Actually, fill us in now. So how long ago was that? How old were you?
Probably 15, I think.
15?
Yeah.
Fuck, that was young.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I wanted to do was be a fishman.
And what area?
Out of Mooloolaba.
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah.
And how'd you go about getting the job? Like, what was the...
Oh, well, I was living in Darwin, and the company I worked for, they had motherships out of Darwin, like big barges. I went out on that a couple of times, 70-foot barge, servicing all the seismic boats. So we had 140,000 litres of fresh water, I think 40,000 litres of diesel, and then four 20-foot containers on deck with all their stores in it. We were closer to Indonesia than Australia when we serviced them, and then went around the Kimberley, serviced all the prawn trawlers.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a smick job.
Fuck, that's an awesome story, mate. Mm. That's...
And then I come down to Queensland because I needed a deckie on one of the whiting boats out of Mooloolaba, and yeah, I went down there and were fishing up around Fraser, and trawl board come back and squashed me finger, and that was the end of it.
That was it? So that was the retirement part?
Pretty much, yeah. My finger was all...
Which finger?
That one.
Oh, yeah, it does look a bit mangy.
Yeah, so 7 hours later, I was in Gympie Hospital.
Yeah.
Sewing it back together.
So is it something you would recommend, like if some young fellas want to go out and do that shit?
Oh, or yeah,
like,
for sure.
But it's, what led you to sort of, to be, want to do that sort of shit?
Oh, that's just what I was loving fishing back then. But now.
But when it's a job, is it different? Like when you're actually out there, like as a job compared to like obviously loving fishing and shit. So
yeah, well, the trawling's different because you're up every 2.5 hours.
Yep.
So in that 2.5 hours, you've got to sort all the fish, you've got to pack them, you've got to load the snaps. If the snaps are full, you've got to unload them, load the main room, make boxes, and in between all that, you've got to...
Yeah, there's a bit going on,
have sleep and find a feed, and then, yeah, 2.5 hours later, that net's back up, that sock's up again, and you're sorting fish.
Yep.
Mm.
So...
We'll have to dive deeper in that one day.
100%, yeah. That's it gets me going.
Oh yeah, that's all I wanted to do. But I've been there, caught all the big shit.
Yeah, on I've been there, done that.
caught all that on the hydraulic winches, and which isn't really fishing, but still caught it. And
very good.
Then you get to bring all the seafood home for Christmas.
Mm.
Yeah. I can't wait for some prawns this Christmas. Like, we do it every year where my old brother gets, you know, heaps of prawns, and we just, fuck it, man. It's every session we do, as in Christmas lunch, Christmas dinner, Boxing Day lunch, those three sessions, fucking prawns everywhere.
Yeah. So I reckon the next one, so the next episode will be the Christmas one, yeah?
Yeah.
So we'll do that. We'll get a feed.
We'll get a feed. After absolutely.
Yeah, a few beers.
Yep.
Yep. Invite some people around.
Sounds good. Righto. Well, happy listeners out there. Happy 100th, mate. We did it. We're now sitting 101. We're moving into a new year. So I can't wait for the next chapter with you, Barney. It's only going to be bigger and better.
Mate,
and of course, Pink Bits is on board. We've got some new sponsors coming on board. We've got shit going on for 2026. It's
getting out of control.
It's just called love and life. Ain't it?
Get it.
Living.
All right. Living it.
I'm the stiff man. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
See's bye.
I'm Pink Bits. Bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to feel stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a pull for my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of it is brand new. This is the moment I break through.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.